Good morning and welcome back to Nahyomi. We're now going to be focusing on one of the few sections in Sefer Shmuel Beis, which is actually not a narrative itself. This is Perek Chof Beis, the 22nd chapter, which is actually the Song of David. It's a very long song. It is 51 psukim long and is worthwhile reading through in the text for yourselves as you have a chance to see this. Many famous passages or any famous songs come from this. Just a few things to think about holistically. We're not going to go through every detail, but I want to just give some sort of structural survey so we can have more of a sense of it when we read it through ourselves. First of all, it starts off with the following words. Vayedaber David laHashem. David spoke to God, es divrei hashir hazos, the words of this song. V'yom hitzil Hashem oisai, mikaf kol oivov, mikaf Shaul, when Hashem saved him from his enemies and from Shaul. It is interesting to note, by the way, that the structure of the song is in the same sort of structure as Yashir. It's in the, what's called Ariach al Gabe Levena, the sort of brick structure with little gaps across where it sort of rests on itself. It is actually read as the Haftarah on the seventh day of Pesach, which is when we read the Shira on, of Bishalach in on the time when it actually occurred in the year. So why is it that David Melech is singing it now? So it sounds like, you know, David has just retired from the battlefield, and as Rashi points out, and most of the Mepharshim point out, so now that he's retired and he's safe, that's when he sings the song. Whereas the Malbim points out, it is possible, if you read this very carefully, it says, "B'yom hitzil Hashem o'esai mikaf kol oivov," that Hashem saves him on the day that he saved him. It could have been that this was David HaMelech's natural refrain every time he was saved from battle. Not just the times where David HaMelech was saved at the end of his life. So there's different indications as to maybe this was an accumulative experience that David HaMelech is sharing, maybe in totality at the end of his life, but nonetheless was actually pretty prolific throughout his life. Okay, when looking at the song and just considering it, it is important to note that there are really two main sections. There's section one, which is from Pasuk Aleph or Pasuk Beis all the way to Pasuk Chof, and the last one is from Chof Aleph all the way to Nun Aleph, so really divided down the middle. If you read those two different sections, they're actually pretty different in terms of tone. The tone of the first section is Hashem miraculously saving David. David in a terrible, disastrous plight, calling out to Hashem, Hashem coming in, and in great power, resounding definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the enemies. Examples of psukim like this, just to give you a sense of what it sounds like. I praise God and He saves me from my enemies. I'm surrounded by these people who are trying to bring out about the crisis of death, these rivers of negativity are swallowing me. I'm surrounded by in the netherworld, the people with the traps of death. But I call out to God in my pain. I call out to my God. And Hashem saves me when I call out. This is very fascinating, and it goes on to the powerful descriptions of Hashem in heaven and marshalling all the forces of this world. That's the tone of part one. The tone of part two is quite different. The tone of part two is that really David is the active player. David is fighting his wars, and within his wars he has help from Hashem. Examples of the second section are like this. I will chase after my enemies, says David, and I'll destroy them. And I won't return until I've destroyed them. They're going to fall underneath me. I'm going to destroy them. Hashem, you give me the strength for war. You push down my enemies and decisively underneath me. This is, again, a very shifted tone. The first one is very much miraculous, the second one is very much natural, or the miracles of Hashem through the natural, which David HaMelech is experiencing. If you look through all the Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Beis, which we have had the opportunity of doing, you will notice that there is not much of the first section. There's no explicit miracles. We see lots of natural, miraculous instances, Hashkacha, on David HaMelech's life. It's interesting, it's almost like David HaMelech is trying to hearken back and to the miracles of earlier times in Tanakh, to Kriyas Yamsuf, to times where we see Hashem's more active hand in history, and David Melech is actually saying that everything that happened in my life is like that. When looking at the way David Melech describes his natural miracles, it is interesting to note that the Midrashim talk about David Melech's stance over here, and the Midrash in Eicha Rabba Psich, in the Psicha Lamed, the 30th in, comment in introduction, the Midrash points out that David Melech made a very bold statement, that is, I'm going to go out, I'm going to fight my enemies, and Hashem will help me. And the Midrash points out famously that there's other kings later on who are less strong about their opinions of how active they are. They recede from their action, and it goes through describing the kings later on, Asa, Chizkiyahu, Melech, who are less about their action. They say, Hashem, we need more help from Hashem. So the Midrash actually says it's all interesting that David Melech is so confident about his help in Hashem that he knows that all his ishtadlus is going the right direction. Later on, people were less confident, they needed more help from Hashem and less action. Just interesting to think about the role of ishtadlus and how close a person needs to be to tzidkus to really affect that. Another thing which is worthwhile considering when looking at this perek in Tehillim is a very simple point, and that is that this almost word for word verbatim appears. This perek Chof Beis in Mishmul Beis appears in Tehillim as Mizmor Yud Ches, the 18th Mizmor in Tehillim. It's almost word for word. It starts with the words Lamatzach le'eved Hashem le'David, Asher diber la'Hashem es direi Ashira Azoyes b'yom etzil osa mikafo levav mi'yad sha'ol, and it's word for word almost for the rest. There are numerous discrepancies grammatically, and a word here, a word there, but nonetheless, it's almost the same thing. Most famously, we probably know the difference of example of Migdol Yeshua's Malko, or Magdil Yeshua's Malko, which we say in the benching. That comes from the discrepancy between this paragraph in Tehillim and what we say, and Perikov Beis in Shmuel Beis as an example. In fact, there are those who argue that in the benching, it used to say Shabbos, you would say Migdol. It used to be Bishmuel Beis. It was the acronym of those words, Beis, Shin Beis, and it was taken to mean B'Shabbos. Nonetheless, it does actually mean something a little bit different. Why are there two versions of this? How does this work? David HaMelech wrote both of them, so why are they different? So the Radak says, no, it's really the same thing. It's really, you know, even though there's a little bit of difference over here, it's the same idea. Don't fret too much about the differences. That's what the Radak says. Whereas the Al-Sheikh HaKodesh points out something which is really interesting to think about, and that is when you go through Tehillim in general, you'll notice that there's different times when there are introductions which sound very similar but actually quite different. Example, when it says LeDavid Mizmor or Mizmor LeDavid, you know, there's a number of different ones. Is it LeDavid Mizmor or Mizmor LeDavid? Does it really make a difference? Says the Al-Sheikh, yes. Because there are times in David HaMelech's life where he was inspired by an event. He went through something miraculous. He felt so powerfully in gratitude, indebted and gracious to HaKadosh Baruch that he burst out in a song or said something, and then because he naturally started, then Hashem infused that song with the divine spirit, as David HaMelech continued that song. But there were other times that David HaMelech wasn't feeling particularly inspired himself, and Hashem sort of inserted Nevuah into David, and Hashem was the catalyst for the whole song starting. And therefore, it depends. If it's Mizmor LeDavid, it's Hashem starting. If it's LeDavid Mizmor, it's David starting, and Hashem joining in with the Ruach HaKodesh, as he would say it. Says the Al-Sheikh that maybe this is an example of that same kind of structure, where in David HaMelech's actual life, he started off wherever, like, as the Malbim says, maybe on the battles that he fought, he kept on saying, wow, and singing, and experiencing and expressing Hashem in the world, and Hashem joined in because of David Melech's own inspiration. And then at the end of his life, maybe he wrote in Tehillim the version which was inspired by Hashem, which has its unique changes. And the Al-Sheikh actually goes on to describe the tens and tens of changes and how they fit into this rubric that he sets up. Nonetheless, a very worthwhile opportunity to take the Tanakh, to read through, to learn through, and to try to see how this fits into the two sections. One last thing just to think about is there's a section in the middle of the parak which deals with Hashkacha Pratis, with how Hashem interacts with this world on an individual and on a collective level. It's worthwhile understanding and taking a bit of a moment. That sort of seems to be devoid of David Melech's specific experiences in life to try to get an insight into what Tanakh tells us, how Hashem interacts with this world globally and individually. In the meantime, have a wonderful, uplifting, and meaningful day.